smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Giffick. Your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Welcome to episode 5 of Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter, and I am your host, Jo Gifford. Find me online at dexterousdiva.co.uk, on Twitter at dexdiva, and on Facebook, facebook.com/dexdiva. And today I'm thrilled to bring you a very, very special guest indeed. This is someone who I admire an awful lot online, and I admire her ethos and her work and all that she stands for. And I was really, really chuffed to have a wonderful chat today with the awesome Sally Hope of the Wild Heart Revolution. And I just know that, you know, that you're going to love her. We've got all sorts of tips in the interview, from how she runs her business, from, you know, the sort of trials and tribulations of running an online tribe. We go through all sorts of really useful stuff, which I just know that you guys are going to love. So without further ado, let me bring you today's interview with Sally Hope. Hi, right, so I am joined now by the awesome, and I'm so excited by this, the awesome Sally Hope. Sally, hi.
Hey, lady, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for being on my show. Now, I've been stalking you online for some time in the manner of a true fangirl, and I am loving your work. And let me list all the ways. I love your blog posts. I love your awesome titles, which hook me in every single time. I love your ethos, and I have yet to join the Wild Heart Tribe, but it's on my list of training porn, so it's going to be next up on the list. So I know that my crew will love you as well, and so I would love to hear who you are, you know, what you do, and how your business journey came around. So, you know, it's all over to you, my lovely. Share the beans.
Yeah, what a big question. I love it. So I'm Sally Hope, and I started out as a life coach. I call myself a renegade life coach because I am definitely a fan of doing things my own way, and I'm a bit rebellious, but in a very kind way. I call myself a peaceful rebel. So I'm a renegade life coach, and I also lead what is called the Wild Heart Revolution, which is basically a lifestyle tribe and a coaching group for unconventional people who like to do things their own way. So how my journey came about, I mean, it's, you know, how much to share here, but basically it's kind of a long story like everybody's. But I started out as a musician, a touring musician in a rock and roll band in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And yeah,
that's so cool.
Well, basically after college, everybody was getting internships and going back to school to grad school. And honestly, all I really wanted to do, and I remember saying this out loud, I was like, I just want to like bartend in a cool bar. I want to work in a cool store, and I want to be in a band.
Awesome.
And, you know, long story short, but all that stuff basically happened, and the band, you know, took me years of amazing adventures, traveling around the world, playing, you know, amazing shows. I lived in Los Angeles. I, you know, was doing the rock and roll thing, and it was awesome. Well, I remember one moment I was in the back of the bus, and I was just had this feeling that I knew this wasn't it. Like, I knew that there was something more for me to do in the world. And I had no idea what it was, but I'd always had this feeling that I was supposed to affect people, and I really didn't know what that meant or what job that was.
Yeah.
And so I knew in that moment that I wasn't, you know, music wasn't my goal in life. Music was kind of the vehicle that I was able to be exposed to a lot of people who needed inspiration to live their dream. So they would see me up there and they'd be like, oh my God, that's amazing. How does a girl do that? How do you do that? How'd you get there? And I started to mentor them then. And I started a website, you know, to kind of like, this is my gear. This is how I do this. This is what I do. You know, here's some inspiration and stuff like that.
Brilliant. That's really cool, because in a way what you're doing now is total rock star coaching, and it's kind of the same thing. So you've got that kind of inspiration, you've got the creative thinking that's there with music and that's there with sort of performing, and those of us who run our sort of businesses online and sort of mentor communities, you know, we are performing every day, aren't we, in a way?
Yeah.
And you're kind of exposing yourself on the stage, which is the interwebs.
That's right. And you know, know, you still get to wear fun outfits and take pictures. So
exactly. It's less, you know, sort of live performance, and you can reach more people with one gig, I guess, can't you?
That's right. Yeah.
That's a fantastic story. So what, you know, what keeps you motivated, and what do you love about your Wild Heart, you know, revolution, Sally?
You know, what really keeps me motivated is that I truly believe that the world will be a better place when people individually are living the kind of lives that they want to be living. Mm-hmm. And when they learn these tools that help you navigate life better, so there's not so much suffering and not so much pain, because when we're in pain and when we suffer, we're not our best selves. And that this is going to be woo-woo, but that vibration carries into the world, and it affects, you know, the coffee shop person. It affects your, you know, everybody on the street, you know, when your vibe is kind of not good, and it affects your kids, it affects your relationships. So I really believe that the more personally responsible we are for our own lives and our own happiness, the better the world will be.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it might sound woo-woo, you know, but I am sort of totally on that vibe with you. And I think even in a scientific way, you know, if we call those vibes just pure kind of energy, and kind of energy exists in every form, doesn't it? And you're putting out energy into the world, you know, through your social media updates, through your speech, you know, even through our thoughts and actions. And as you say, that has like a ripple effect everywhere.
That's right.
It's huge.
Yeah. And it's simple too. People think it's really complicated, but it's not. You know, one smile to a stranger has a ripple effect that we can't quite measure, but it matters. And so that's what keeps me motivated. And that's also the thing that I love about the Wild Heart Revolution, is the group is very, very dynamic, and it's really, everybody says there's nothing else like it. But what I love about it is it's still a tight-knit family. Like, yeah, it's small enough to where we can really get in there, and there's so much opportunity for the members to learn these tools, to practice them, to talk about them, to come to the live coaching calls and be like, oh, this one tool, like, I don't know how to do it. What do I do? Or, oh my gosh, my life is falling apart. What am I going to do? In a really safe environment that is also fun and also not totally like, oh my God, everybody love everybody. You know, it's very real. It's realistic. You know, my style is very grounded and also very, like, what I really like to do is take pretty complex ideas and break them down into very simple and easy, tangible tools. And so I love watching people's lives shift and watching them practice this stuff and have it work.
And that's incredible. And I think, you know, I found certainly through my business that I am really happy sort of, you know, running my Facebook community, but also doing my sort of bootcamp courses where I run groups of sort of 20 people learning how to blog for business in a cool, creative way. And I would imagine with the Wild Heart stuff, you know, you are able to be in there kind of implementing people's work and kind of, you know, helping their lives on a mass scale. And that must be so rewarding.
It is.
What a cool
thing. It is. And it's cool too, because the people that tend to be attracted to Wild Heart, like, we all have the similar values. Yeah. So it's just like a pretty cool, you know, the values I see Wild Heart, it's like, it's freedom, it's rebellion, it's growth and vulnerability and truth. So you have these very intense kind of values, but everybody's there, you know, and everybody has their own flavor. So you have like the stay-at-home mom with a minivan, and then you have a girl in an RV who travels single by herself all over the world, you know, so it's,
love it.
The thing that ties everyone together is the values, and that's what I love.
That sounds awesome. And, you know, I've certainly found through the sort of masterminds and stuff kind of online that I'm in, you know, again, it's that vibe. And if you're surrounded by people who rock your world every day, you know, albeit online, because lots of us work by ourselves, or we're working at, sort of from home mums or whatever, to have that social interaction online is just so important. And, you know, like, investing in business that way by, you know, putting yourself in that kind of environment, I think, is absolutely priceless.
Totally. I agree with that for sure.
And you are next on my list to be hit up. So hopefully by the time this airs, I'll be rocking the Wild Heart Revolution.
Yay!
I'm desperate to get in there. So I think I found you via our mutual friend Becca from the Uncaged Life, I believe.
Awesome.
So who is awesome also online. And again, it's someone who's, you know, sort of whose community I really admire. Have you found any challenges in running your community online?
Of course.
I'm glad you say that. It's not all completely perfect in online biz.
No, you know, I mean, that's the thing about online biz is it's messy. It's just like life. It's totally messy. There's a million things you don't know when you first start out. You have to really learn as you go. You have to be flexible. And, you know, it's problem solving constantly. So, you know, but for me, that's part of it. That is part of being an entrepreneur. That is part of running a business. That is part of having a group is, you know, lots of different personalities is great. Lots of different personalities is also challenging. So, yeah,
true.
You know, and I kind of look at it like I try not to be like, oh my God, you know, like business is so messy. Business is so hard. Because the truth is that's what I signed up for by being an entrepreneur. True. It's like,
it's what we did, isn't it? We jumped in there and we made it hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and it takes, you know, everything. It's like it takes a lot longer than you think it's going to take. It's a lot more challenging. There's a lot more things that you need to know that you don't already know than you imagine. But that's also, to me, the beauty of it. It's like, I'm the type of personality that I need to have things I'm caring about that I'm working on. And even if that's like, this email system is not working, like, you know.
It is just always, you know, every time you think you've sussed like a WordPress plugin or something, there's like, okay, so now I've got to suss out how to use this and how to build in that new. There's always a learning curve, isn't there? You know, for whatever stage you get to.
There is, and there's always something new. So it's like, you know, instead of being all mad about it, which is where I tend to go first. I try to just be like, all right, this is just part of it, and it's never going to end.
Exactly, and we were saying very briefly before the kind of interview sort of started properly that I'm kind of here, that the kids are downstairs, one of them is really whinging after school, they're playing guitar, you know, it's all kind of like sort of mad, messy life around, and you know, sort of not the perfect, you know, podcast environment, and it is life, and that is how my business runs. I'm a sort of family mum who works all different hours to kind of get business off the ground, and you know, it's never a sort of like clockwork with anything, you know, kind of, you know, sort of with your business. It's never going to be smooth, but that's part of the journey and part of the fun, and
that's right. And so everyone better start loving that now.
Exactly. So do you ever have those moments where you're kind of sat there just going, what have I done?
Of course I do.
I'm so glad you say that.
I do. I mean, and I also, you know, sometimes I fantasize about a different life where like I would be happy, you know, being a secretary at a 9-to-5 job, or I'd be happy, you know, where I just have a boss that like tells me what to do and I don't care about my job, you know, and I fantasize, like those are my fantasies,
no,
you know,
I
and
I'm
like,
I have the same ones. It's a kind of in tray, out tray, no responsibility, no sort of head above the wall, you know, putting yourself out there online, because, you know, as soon as you do that, then you're asking for, you know, sort of negative feedback as well as positive. And for every 10 people who love you, there's going to be 10 more who don't.
That's right. That's right. And I, you know, so of course, like I find, of course, sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is just too much. It's too much to handle. And then I know for myself, I'm a, like, I have the tendency to be a grass is always greener person. And I know that about myself. So I'm like, when I'm sitting here in the muck of, you know, my business and all the responsibility I have it all rest on my shoulders and everything, I'm like, oh my gosh, it'd be so much easier and better if I just had a job that was like whatever. And then knowing that I'm a grass always greener person, I make choices from a different place, you know, because I know that when I'm in that office, well, I would never do that, first of all. But if I were to, you know, I'd know I'd be like, oh, I want the freedom. I want the flexibility. It wasn't that bad, was it? You know?
So what's good to kind of keep you back in the moment? You know, how do you reframe that for yourself and kind of sort of pull yourself back if that happens, Sally?
Because the truth of the matter is I love what I do and I believe in it. And I believe in the changes that I see in the clients and the members of the Wild Heart Revolution. And I have the vision, you know, there's still a vision of what I want to create. It's not been done. It hasn't been done yet in my mind. And so that keeps me motivated. It's like I have all of these creative ideas that want to be birthed. And that's just happening. Like that is... that's what I'm here for. And whether I like it or not, that's what I signed up for.
Exactly. And that sounds fabulous. And have you got to the stage in your business now, Sally, where it's more than just you? Have you kind of outsourced stuff? And how are you sort of running your ship at the moment?
Yeah, so I am now to the point where I have employees, which is awesome and also a whole slew of other challenges.
Scary as well, I should think. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, and you know, because when you do it yourself for so long and then you bring other people into the mix and it's not perfect, you know, yeah. And then it's, then you have to be a manager of other people and regulate. Right. You're like, this isn't right, you know, and you can't say that kind of stuff. That's not going to get you what you need.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I do. I have amazing people that work with me, and you know, it's a whole new chapter of business. It's a different level.
It really is, because I've just reached that stage recently, and it's things like kind of doing like a standard operation sort of procedure, you know, sort of lists for the sort of daily stuff. And you know, as a creative, you know, well, sort of hyper creative personality, that's just not where I'm at. I'm rubbish at sort of documenting stuff, you know, in order to then hand it over to someone. And it's almost like I'd rather stay in my sort of really messy ad hoc sort of working way, you know, sort of rather than sort of make that leap. But actually it is really helping now to kind of outsource those tasks, because you can then grow more, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm like you too. I'm like, oh, I'll write the blog post whenever I feel like
exactly.
it. You know?
There's no schedule. It's like it'll just sort of yeah. ping out one day.
Yeah. And, you know, I still kind of have to do that, because the way I look at it is, especially like everything else, I've, you know, bit the bullet and like gotten on a schedule, because that's not natural to me. But for the blogging, you know, I find that my voice I have to like believe in what I'm saying, and it has to be happening right now. Like I've tried to do the content calendar that everybody tells you to do.
I don't do that.
Yeah. I get why it's important. But for me personally, I'm like, no, like I can't, like that's not happening to me 2 months from now. That's happening to me right now.
And actually that really comes through, Sally, with your posts, because often your posts are really vulnerable and raw and really authentic and really powerful, and so you know that they can only be written in that moment of feeling. And you know, that's been so strong with, you know, kind of every blog post that you've written recently, I'm kind of like, I've got to read that now, because it just comes through and you're like, that's so powerful. So how much of a part has blogging played in growing your audience and growing your biz?
Oh my god, it's you know, like before I had I feel like it is the common ground that has connected me to my people. You know, it is what communicates what I am, who I am, what Wildhearted is. It is the thing that lets people know that's also me.
Yeah.
And it's the thing that, you know, gets people wanting to read more and know more. Like I didn't even have anything when I first started. You know, I had a piece of paper that said I was a life coach.
Yeah.
And I had one website barely, you know, that said I am a life coach. And the rest of what happened was my blog, you know, because it was shared experience. It was, oh my God, I'm crying on the floor too over some guy that is like totally doesn't even mean anything to me, you know?
Oh, that was the one last week that I was like, oh my God. And we've all been there when you're like hunched over the floor crying and you're just in that pain. And I think, you know, the fact that you're able to put yourself out there and be vulnerable really helps those of us, you know, resonate with you and kind of go, yes, you know, I get that. And, you know, from my perspective, like as someone who sort of, you know, sort of mentors people, you know, to use blogs for business, it's so powerful seeing how you're doing that in such a strong way.
Thank you. And it's kind of funny too, though, because like I said in the beginning, I'm a bit of a like rebel in some ways. And I don't try to be like, that is not something I'm like, well, I'm a rebel, so I'm going to do it my way. It's more like the way I look at being a rebel is that I have to be really connected to what I'm doing, and it has to feel real to me and honest and you know, authentic. Like that's not my favorite word, but that's what it is, you know? And everyone in blogging will tell you, you know, you gotta do lists and you gotta say 8 ways to, you know, a better life and all that stuff. And I understand that, and those are the ones I click on too, you know?
Yeah.
But for me personally, like being hunched over on the floor is my reality. And I don't believe in perfection. Like I told you before we got on the phone, I don't believe in a perfect life. And the more perfect lives I read about, the worse I feel about mine.
Exactly.
Because I'm a human being, you know, and what humanness is being hunched over on the floor, crying tears and your face is puffy and yeah. life is fucking hard. Sorry. Oops. I don't know.
You're welcome. You're welcome here. It's all free. It's absolutely fine. And you are so, so right. And, you know, I think, you know, certainly, you know, what I teach in my boot camp is, you know, sort of kickstart some ideas by, you know, looking at sort of different post types and all that stuff. But actually, you know, the essence of it is you, and it's what you're feeling and what you're loving and what you're, you know, and what you're hating even, because actually what connects people to us as kind of online entrepreneurs is that personal stuff. And I think we, you know, we maybe have to set some boundaries, you know, for each of us to kind of work out how personal we're going to be,
totally,
sort of how vulnerable online. However, you know, certainly from my crew, like, you know, and, you know, yours obviously as well, you know, to be sharing that stuff makes people know, hang on, so, you know, so she's doing that global biz stuff and she's human as well, and she cries and she has meltdowns and she has whatever it is, you know, because life is like that. And you know, so, you know, we're not sitting here going, I'm earning six figures and it's all absolutely fantastic and I've never had a problem in my life. You know, we're going, oh my God, this shit is hard.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing, you know, because the, like, whoever is saying I earn six figures and my husband, boyfriend, kids are so perfect and my business is awesome and it's gone off without a hitch and I never worry about it and I'm never afraid. It's like,
whatever.
Sorry, but you're a liar.
Exactly. Where's the real world in that? Because that's just yeah. not how it is.
And I'm not going to hire that person. I'm going to hire the person that's like, you know what? Life is hard or life is messy and this is how I get through it, or this is, you know, this is what I've learned and this is where the truth lies.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I've approached my blog, you know, for a while now. And you know, it's twofold. Like for me, it's actually the place I get to be really honest. Yeah. I get to share that with everybody. And it's also the place that communicates what Wild Heart is. You know, Wild Heart is heart. It's in the name. It's Wild Heart. It's your heart. It's truth. It's vulnerability. And people who don't want to go there, don't sign up.
Yeah. Yeah. And that comes flying out from your page, actually, when you go to your site. And I absolutely love your tagline. Say it for us.
Carpe the hell out of your DM.
That is just so, so good. It's just so powerful. And, you know, it's been the best, like, summing up someone's ethos that I've ever seen online. It's like, let's do this. I love it. I love it. So in your, you know, sort of day-to-day stuff, you know, so my stuff is all about, you know, working smarter, dreaming bigger and living brighter. So what is your, like, essential toolkit, you know, be it apps or be it sort of mindset stuff that gets you through your day that helps you run your biz?
Yes, it's all of the above. So I'll start with the personal stuff because, you know, you are running your business. And so if you don't take care of you and you don't do the things that you need to do to feel healthy and alert and fulfilled in your own life, then it doesn't freaking matter what you do for your business because it's going to be a reflection of the person running it. So on a personal level, you know, I have like some routines I do. I have a morning routine where I journal or write, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I write for, you know, at least three pages, just whatever's on my mind. I also, in that time, I do like a gratitude list of the things that I'm like grateful for because I truly believe that it's like I said, I'm a grass is always greener person. So I have to focus on what's good right now. Like yeah. I have to remind myself all the time, like, this is awesome. That's awesome. My apartment is great. I love these pillows, yeah. You know, like my running shoes, they really help me run, you know, whatever it is. I exercise. So I make sure that I'm sweating on a regular basis. That helps my mind and my body and my spirit too. As far as apps and stuff, I'm not, to have an online business, it's funny, I'm not like the actual most technical, like techie person ever, but I do have a meditation app that I really like. It's called Insight Timer. It's super simple. And it basically, I literally try to meditate, or what I call it, just sitting there for 5 minutes a day. That's it. And I also, my new favorite thing ever is, oh my gosh. Oh, it's called Momentum and it's an app for your Google Chrome, search engine for your Google Chrome browser that basically anytime you do a new tab, which as a online business owner, I don't know about you guys, but I have like 8 billion tabs open at any moment. Well, when you hit the new tab button, it brings up this absolutely gorgeous, beautiful photo of nature. And it says, good morning, Sally. What is your focus for today? And I can write it in there. And also it gives an inspiring quote. And so literally every time I do a tab, it says, good morning, Sally, you know, here's your focus for the day. And it says, oh yeah, my focus was focus or something.
That's amazing. That's a new one on me, Sally. You've actually come up with a new one on me. And I thought I was a real geek. You've absolutely, you blow me away with that one. I'm going to have to check out Momentum.
Yeah, that one's really great. And another thing that it has been instrumental, it's very simple, but is Google Calendar time blocking.
Yes, I do that.
Time blocking is super important. And you know, you guys can look it up. But basically the point is to schedule out your day, but include things in your day that fulfill you and feed you. So I have like exercise in there. I have, you know, take a walk or something like that. And when it comes time blocked on my calendar, I got to do it. Like I can't be like, oh no, I'm just going to keep emailing, you know?
Yeah. But same here. That's what I do because I have a sort of task managers in like Asana and stuff, but I always then like as a check and balance thing, I will always actually put the damn thing in the calendar because then I can see, oh, hang on a minute. Like I'm all sort of booked up with one-to-ones or with kind of admin time and where's the creativity? Where's the time out to paint or where's the time with the kids? And it's really good to actually have a visual, I think, isn't it? To see
Definitely. What
the hell you're doing. So you can, you know, sort of pay the hell out of your DM because you can totally see what you're doing.
Well, because I'm like, okay, awesome. This 2-hour chunk doesn't have anything filled. And if I, you know, do everything else before that, then I can carpe my DM. You know, I can like go lay in a hammock for an hour and read a book for fun because I know that I have that time free.
Exactly. Like, and that's the whole point of working for ourselves, isn't it? Because we're here to actually live life and to enjoy it. And if we're always slaving by the desk, then that's just like a 9-to-5 cubicle in a different form.
It's actually more like a 7 to 10 p.m. cubicle.
It really is. And I think, you know, self-starters often work longer than, you know, than if you were actually employed because we generally sort of love it so much. And there's always one more thing you can do, isn't there?
If I just do
that before bed, then it's like wired, your eyes are all bloodshot.
Well, and it's all on your shoulders too, you know, like I feel like that sometimes too. It's like if I spend one extra hour doing this, then it's one extra hour pushing my business forward. But, you know, I have to really keep in mind that the point of life at the end of my life, you know, am I really going to say, I really wish I would have sent that email?
Yeah. You know, I wish I spent more time on the computer.
Yeah, on the computer. Or am I going to be like, you know, those moments out with my friends or out with my loved ones, you know, those are the moments of life. And, you know, I love my business. I love being a business owner. I, you know, of course, love making money. I love what I do. I believe in my mission. However, I also know that, you know, the point of life is to love, is to have relationships and to be in your life and living it. And so I try to build that in and remind myself as much as possible, even when I forget and I'm like, you know, have to have my own coaches be like, how are you wildhearting? You know, what are you doing to wildheart? And I'm like, oh my God, you're so right. Like I'm not, I'm just stressed.
And that's the thing. I think, you know, when you sort of mentor other people, it's so important to still be kind of investing in your own coaches, in your own mentors, because we need people to keep us on track as well, right? To kind of go, okay, where's your creativity today? And where's your, you know, yes, where's your stuff that keeps you ticking over?
I absolutely agree. I am a total believer in like lifelong learning. I will always have coaches. I will always have mentors. I will always know that there's, you know, more things to uncover. And, you know, I don't believe in a cure. Like nothing's going to cure me because there's nothing wrong with me. You know, it's just learning.
And it's all a big journey, isn't it? We're just kind of getting there, you know, well, there's no destination even. We're just learning every day. And I love that about life and about business as well, that, you know, as people, we are always growing, always changing. And the same with business, it kind of evolves every day. You know, every month it's moved on somewhere else. And have you ever had that sort of moment, you know, where you've thought, oh God, I'm actually really making it, you know, this thing happened now, I'm there.
Yeah. And you know, it's really funny because it's like I do this and we all do this. We skip over those moments, you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm so proud. How am I going to do that again next time? Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
but yeah, you know, and that's part of what I've been working on a lot lately is being here now and being like, this I'm proud of this right now. Like this is awesome right now. And look what I did right now. You look what's happening right now, you know? So yeah, there's definitely been moments where it's like, fuck Yeah.
Well done. That's awesome. And in fact, while we're sitting here talking, I've got my jar of awesome sitting here, which is like stuffed full of sort of post-it notes, which, you know, for those days where I'm going, oh my God, you know, no one's out there reading my stuff, you know, what am I going to do? I go into that and go, oh yeah, I did that. Shit, that's really good. And it's always good to just, you know, bring yourself back to, you know, to the moment, isn't it? But also mindfulness does help with that, doesn't it? By having those, you know, moments of kind of sitting there by yourself, as you say, or meditating, you know, that actually stops the monkey brain from going crazy, and you can actually, you know, let yourself just be, which is all we need sometimes.
Yeah, and as far as the monkey brain goes, like you just mentioned, you know, I want to just like say something about that, because sure. I used to have, or I still do, like I used to think there was a right way to meditate, or that like that the point of life was that so my monkey mind would stop monkeying around. You know, that like there was there would be, if I was good enough at it, some point at which I would just be zen, right? Like I would just sit there and be like so present and never judge anybody and always have compassion and just approach life with love, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I've now since learned that, you know, I'm never going to stop monkeying around. You know, my mind, that is the point of like your mind, is to like think about a million things. And so all my goal now is to try to be aware of when that's happening and try to bring it back to like where I want it to be, which is like here and now. And it's, you know, it's a challenge, but it's like I do it all the time, and I'm like, you know, it's always a constant practice of where am I and what you know, like what do I need to bring back to center or something like that, instead of like, okay, like I don't have monkey mind anymore, which is just for me insane.
Exactly, like it's never gonna go. And you know so recently I've been having loads of anxiety, which I've been really kind of, you know, sort of like open about on the blog and kind of on social and stuff, and a lot of it has been around just realizing that it's a lot of future-based fears, which is all, you know, all anxiety is, you know, it's having a mind in the future, which is why I've been brought back to the here and now, and to, you know, to making sure that I'm present. And like, as you say, you know, it's not going to stop. Our brains are kind of hyper-creative. It's what we're wired, you know, to be doing, but it's just about being aware enough to kind of go, oh yeah, that's gone a bit kind of off track now, let's just bring it back and, you know, sort of feel my feet kind of on the earth and just, you know, see, you know, where I am right now, because that's all you need to worry about in that moment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. So listen, Sally, I would love to hear where we can find you and where we can sign up for the Wild Heart Revolution, and yeah, sort of share with us what you're working on next.
Sure. So so you can find me at sallyhope.com. And from there, you can find out all the details of everything. But you can find my Facebook. I'm, you know, all over social media. I love connecting with you guys. So make sure you come say hi. And you can also find out about the Wild Heart Revolution right from that website. You can sign up directly from the site. So right now, you can definitely get in. I don't know when this is going to air, but there is going to be a super fun thing I'm doing at the end of June that you might want to make sure to get in on the revolution there. I'm actually going to be capping the number of people in there, and that's going to be it. So
we've got to sign up, people. We've got to sign up. Well, this will air before then.
Yeah, you're going to want to get in there. Because, and the reason I'm doing that is because I believe right now, at least, in the power of a small community.
Yeah.
I run the B-School Facebook group, has 13,000 people in it. And, you know, it's amazingly beautiful and there's value there too. And I've also learned that there's something different that happens when it's a smaller number of people. And I want to keep it that way as long as possible. So I'm going to cap the number. Cool. And the only way after that there will be any enrollment is if somebody leaves. So if you're interested, you want to get in there, go ahead and check it out. You can learn everything about the details and email me if you have any questions. And what's coming up? So I have the Wild Heart Montana retreat. So it's in person. So I find that online is great. Yep. Online is really awesome. But there's something really cool that happens too when you get together in person. So that's happening this summer. And the other super exciting thing that I'm doing is merch. So Wildheart is forming a store right now, very much behind the scenes, but it is going to have really, really cool stuff that you can buy that can help you remind you to Wildheart in your days. You can wear it, you can write on it, you can hold it in your hands. So I'm super excited about all that.
You've got loads going on, Sally. How exciting. It's
gonna be thank you.
Amazing to watch your journey sort of carry on over the next year or so. And thank you so much for coming onto my show. I'm so pleased you came to sort of share your story and sort of share with us your kind of experiences.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to share. You know, sharing stories and sharing experiences is life. Absolutely. That is how we learn. So thank you for letting me come and talk to you guys.
My pleasure, Sally.
So there we go. That wraps up my interview today with the awesome Sally Hope. I was so thrilled to have a Sally on today, and I know that you guys will have found her advice really useful too. So do make sure that you go over and stalk her on all available social media platforms, and I'm sure that she'll be back on soon as a guest to share some more awesome tips. So do find me on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes and of course on the site. And if you are loving the podcast, then I would be so delighted if you wanted to leave a little review over on iTunes or Stitcher. And also feel free to leave any comments under the podcast or shoot me an email or say hi on Twitter at DexDiva. You can find on my website dexterousdiva.co.uk there's a contact form, so you can shoot me ideas for anything, you know, that you'd like to have covered on future podcasts, or you can just say hi with some feedback on the show or on the blog or anything that you want to. And also feel free to leave me a voicemail through the little widget there just on my site. So that's it from me right now. Thank you so much for being here with me. I'm really grateful to have you. And if you haven't already, then make sure you join my tribe via my site, and that gives you private access to my lovely, lovely group of people on Facebook, where we have free workshops every Monday and loads of other awesome stuff going on. So dexterousdiva.co.uk, and come over, sign up, and you get all the access details that you need. So I'll be back with more soon. Thank you so much.